Pelagius says, of course you can keep your New Year's resolutions, and you must, and you should, and if you can't, so much the worse for you. Augustine says, you just can't do it if you rely on your own strength. You have to throw yourself on to the grace and goodness of God. God gives you, as a gift, the capacity to choose the good and to turn away from the wicked. He gives you the will to do the good works. And without the gift that comes from him, without the grace, you cannot do things of your own strength. It's been said, and I think rightly, that Pelagian, it's no accident that Pelagius came from Britain, that Pelagianism has been the besetting sin of the people of these islands in every generation, the belief that you can do it if only you really put your mind to it. Augustine says, no, you can't. I have limited experience, but some, of speaking with addicts about their attempts to recover from addiction. And one of the things that's really struck me is the way in which they say, it wasn't until I acknowledged to myself that I could not do this, get over this, by an act of my own will, that I was able to start the road of recovery. So at the point when you say, I am an alcoholic or an addict to this, I need help. I have to acknowledge to myself that I have not the strength to sort this by myself. That's the point at which you start to make some progress. That's a fascinating sort of psychological confirmation of Augustine's great insight. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people. Because unless God stirs them up, we are not able to stir them up of our own strength. But at the same time, the language of this collect is drawing on a little line in St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, where he says to Timothy, stir up the gift of God that has been given to you. So you get given the gift, you can't do it yourself. But having been given the gift, you do have to stir up the gift of God that has been given to you. So even as the collect tells us to pray for grace, even though makes us ask for that thing that we cannot do ourselves, it also reminds us that we need to stir up, to be stirred up, but to stir up that which we have been given. Then we can plenteously bring forth the fruit of good works and be of God, as it says, plenteously rewarded. But it begins with God, with our acknowledgement of our need for God and of the grace of God, without which we do no good thing. There is another thing to be said about Stir Up Sunday, which most of you know, but perhaps not all of you do, especially those of you who are not an English background. This is the Sunday when you have to get out your mixing bowl and put in all the ingredients for the Christmas pudding and stir it up on Stir Up Sunday. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may of thee be plenteously rewarded. Amen.